we got us some controversy over on Bainbridge Island, apparently. And that's because one of the council members there is under fire from his fellow council members, because Councilman Ron Peltier, he has introduced a proclamation that the city proclaim Father's Day as a day for people who have not had kids to also celebrate. He calls it the I Didn't Reproduce Day. And man, he's taken some fire for this. And Ron Peltier joins us here on Cairo Radio. Hey, Ron, thanks for coming on with me this afternoon.
Well, thanks, Dory. Thank you for this auspicious introduction. I do want to correct one thing, though.
Yeah.
Proposing it for the same day as Father's Day was a mistake. It wasn't intended to compete with Father's Day. I actually would have had it the following Sunday, but I made a mistake with my calendar and was kind of preoccupied with writing the proclamation and screwed up on that part of the of it. So.
Okay, so tell me about this. Why do you think we should have, and it sounds like it's a bit of an equivalency to Mother's Day, Father's Day, the I Didn't Reproduce Day. Tell me why.
Well, I was motivated because I'd like to just start a conversation about population and adverse environmental impacts of rising numbers of people on the planet, how that really makes it more difficult for us to address a whole range of environmental issues. And the main one, which I think is a huge threat, is climate change.
Okay. And, yeah, that's something I'm sure man's role in climate change, I'm sure it's something you and I would disagree on. But now, I assume you have not had kids then, so you would not adversely...
No, we have a son.
Oh,
my
you
wife
do?
And I think I was about 36 when my son was born. We intentionally put off having a son. So it's, you know, this isn't something for myself. This is something to recognize other people. We have a lot of friends.
Let me ask you about that, because I contend that Jay Inslee and all his climate nonsense, I think he's an absolute phony, because he wouldn't live his life. If this was truly the gravest threat facing our planet, he wouldn't live his life the way he does, with an entourage and SUVs flying all over the world. Al Gore's a phony. He wouldn't have a 16,000 square foot mansion with a monthly carbon footprint more than that of an average family in a year. I don't know if I believe your sincerity, if you think that having kids is such a thing to celebrate, and yet you've had a kid.
Well, we have one, and we did defer reproducing till we were in our 30s. But I understand your point about Governor Inslee and Al Gore. I tend to agree with you. I don't think that people who talk about climate change, yet they're out there producing a huge carbon footprint, I think that's hypocritical. I don't travel on airplanes. The last time I went on an airplane was probably 16 years ago. We don't take a lot of vacations. My wife says we don't take any. No, but I agree with you on a lot of that, Dory.
Well, but why'd you have a kid if you think that it's such a grave threat to the planet if people populate it?
No, I'm not saying that we shouldn't procreate. We obviously have to have some children. I mean, we can't just all, you know, just get older and everybody die off. I'm not proposing that. But I do know a lot of women who've chosen not to reproduce. And I just thought it might be nice, in addition to the Father's Day to honor me and Mother's Day to honor my wife, that we had a day to honor them.
Okay.
And recognize that while we make contributions by having children and trying to teach them to grow up to be responsible, contributing members of society, good human beings, that we could also acknowledge the people who haven't had kids, choose not to, and who are good aunties and uncles and mentors of young people.
And I will tell you, you know, while my early comments were a bit critical, I couldn't care less if you want to have a day to celebrate the childless. I've often mentioned that, you know, I think childless people get screwed over in the workplace while their coworkers are leaving early to go to dance recitals and t-ball games. They might have to pick up the load. I have no problem celebrating childless people. It seems silly to me, But there are a lot of things that seem silly to me, and what do I care?
Yeah.
What do I care if you want to celebrate childless people? I guess. I found it hilarious, the reaction, when you brought this up. I'm looking at quotes in the Bainbridge Review. Councilwoman Sarah Blossom said, "I think it's incredibly insensitive. As the only person on this council who has not reproduced, I think it's very insensitive. Some people aren't able to. Some people make a choice not to. It's not something to celebrate," Blossom said, her voice breaking. Someone started crying because you proposed this?
Let's be generous with Sarah, okay? Her father just passed away, and I didn't know that at the meeting.
Yeah.
And if I'd known that, I would have approached the whole thing differently. So I think we need to cut her a little slack. That's very emotional when you lose a parent. She was very close to her father, so I'm really sorry that happened that way.
But people sound like they're genuinely upset with you that you're proposing this.
Well, I haven't really gotten that much negative feedback. I got that at the council meeting, and I think part of it was the screw-up with, you know, proposing it on Father's Day, which, like I said, wasn't intentional. But I'm going to cut people a little slack. I've mostly gotten encouragement from folks, people that don't even live on the island, people I don't know.
Yeah.
We have a lot of friends who've encouraged. In fact, it was my wife who proposed that she suggested I write a proclamation. I was hesitant at first. So I don't feel like I've gotten that much punishment over this, Doris.
Okay. It's just the quotes from your fellow council members. Another one called it really insensitive. But look, like I said, honestly, it sounds kind of dopey to me, but I don't care. I'll give you an example. There's a guy back in Boston who's organizing a straight pride parade, and they just had their gay pride parade. And I said, it's dopey, but I don't care. If a bunch of straight people want to go out and celebrate and be proud of being straight, well, it doesn't matter to me. I assume you would support a straight pride parade just as you would support a childless person day?
Well, I wouldn't be one of the organizers out there doing it because I think you just live your life, try to set a good example. You know, I do agree that I don't reproduce data. It's a little dopey. Yeah, I agree with you. But like I said, I just wanted to start a conversation about population. Our council has expressed a lot of concern about climate change. We're going to be working on a climate action plan. And I think we need to at least acknowledge that a rising human population is a factor, a huge factor. If you really believe that climate change is human caused, and I know we might not agree about that, but
I believe man plays some role. I think that it's exaggerated a million times by most politicians because they see it as a way to control the populace and money, but rather than actually want to do good. That's my view.
I appreciate you being upfront about that. I tend to get along pretty well with conservatives because one thing I have in common with conservatives is I like to have my beliefs right out there on the table, not have a bunch of hidden agendas, and just be upfront and honest about what I believe, what my principles are. And we can agree to disagree and do it respectfully.
Yeah, and that's why I wanted you to know that I support your dopey idea for an I Didn't Reproduce Day, Councilman.
That's awesome, Dory. That is so cool.
That's what I'm here for. All right, I'm glad I like talking to you, and I'm glad you came on with me this afternoon.
Dory, thank you. It was a pleasant surprise. This went a lot better than I expected. And every time I listen to the pregame show for the Seahawks, I'm going to be thinking about this.
I'm so misunderstood. You see, if more people would just talk with me, then we could bring the world together.
Well,
I don't even know what that meant.
Have a great day and go Seahawks.
All right. Thanks, Councilman.
Thank you. Bye.
Okay, Bainbridge Island Councilman Ron Peltier joining us. Okay, what do you think about an I Didn't Reproduce Day? You can text me. The Online Trading Academy text line is 98973. That's 98973. Lots more straight ahead here on the Dory Monson Show.